This podcast episode is brought to you by Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. Contact Mickey Bay, master lash artist, today for the best in mink and synthetic eyelash extensions. You can find Mickey Bay at www.mblashes.com. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Mickey Bay. That's at MIKKIBEY. And also like her on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyBayEyelashExtensions.com. Hey fam, it's your girl Casey Lehman. After editing this particular podcast, I felt the need to jump on the mic and offer an apology ahead of time. Normally, our team is able to debate any topic with much civility. This particular topic definitely brought out the belligerent side in a couple of us, me included. And I think it's because we had a hard time trying to justify Jay-Z's response to Harry Belafonte. A very hard time for us. For many of us, it crossed the line of respect for an elder. And I think we also came up in a time, and let me just speak for me. I came up in a time where many huge celebrities, and I'm going to scale it on down to one, Michael Jackson, MJ. You can say what you will about the man, about who he was towards the end of his career and his life. But MJ was an artist who recognized his power just based on who he was. And he used it for so many social causes. He knew sometimes just showing up certain places made a statement. He did it publicly, which for all of us, him doing it on such a grand stage, the world stage, it just made a statement, and he knew that. And I think it can be argued that Jay-Z would be equivalent as far as popularity of Michael Jackson in this day and age in regards to how many eyes are on him and how much influence he has. Whether or not he uses it in the same way, we can debate that all day. I do want to go on record saying that I think everybody at the table respects Jay-Z for the artist he has been and for the businessman he is. Nobody will ever question his business acumen. But we definitely had a passionate conversation. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's Black is Break. Peace.
Just came off the top of his head.
Right. What's the context?
Here's the context. In August of 2012, Harry Belafonte went on record criticizing Jay-Z and Beyonce's lack of social responsibility. He said to the Hollywood Reporter, now mind you, the question wasn't about Jay-Z and Beyonce, it was about humanitarianism and social responsibility in general. So please don't get it twisted by the context of some of the journalists. When asked that question, he said, I think one of the great abuses of this modern time is that we should have had such high-profile artists, powerful celebrities, but they have turned their back on social responsibility. That goes for Jay-Z and Beyonce, for example. Give me Bruce Springsteen. Give me Bruce Springsteen, and now you're talking. I really think he is black. Now, the quote after all this goes on. Beyonce, I guess, responded insofar as saying the amount of money she gives to various different charities and whatnot. Jay-Z largely stayed silent until his most recent album, Magna Carta, Holy Grail, came out. And on a song called Nickels and Dimes, he addresses this by saying, and I'm not going to rap it. I'm going to say it word for word, and you can find the lyrics. He says, I'm trying to find common ground for Mr. Belafonte, come chop a nigga down. Mr. Deo, major fail. Respect these youngins, boy. It's my time now. Hugh Blow, homie. Two-door, homie. You don't know all the shit I do for the homies. So, I kind of heard that Harry Belafonte, or that there was like a, you know, some kind of mention of or whatever, and I kind of didn't pay attention. But then I looked it up and I saw that, and I said, how dare Jay-Z even speak from his mouth? to disrespect an 86-year-old humanitarian icon.
Word.
What are you talking about? Let me just give you a couple of examples of the things Harry Belafonte has done. Dissing Harry Belafonte is like dissing MLK himself, basically. Because Martin Luther King didn't have enough money off of what he was doing to sustain his family. So Harry Belafonte gave him money out of his own pocket. You know what I'm saying? He went to the civil rights marches. He boycotted the South and performing there for like 10 years. And you're talking about a dude who was huge on the entertainment scene. He wasn't just some regular name. Mm-hmm. He did this because he had power. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a dude who in 99 went to Cuba, talked to some of the hip hop artists out there, then rapped with Fidel Castro right quick. And then when he goes back to Cuba a little bit later, the hip hop artists out there were like, yo, man, thank you for talking to Fidel. And he was like, for what? He was like, because of you talking to him, now he's made hip hop as part of our national culture. You know what I'm saying? This is in 99 and Harry Belafonte is doing. Harry Belafonte is meeting with world leaders. He's probably the realest dude breathing besides Sidney Poitier and Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. So how dare you, first of all, issue any kind of diss? And second of all, you gonna call this dude boy?
Mm-hmm. Out of pocket.
You must be out of your mind.
Out of pocket.
Okay, here's what I do want to say. We were just talking about the Trayvon Martin case, and when everything went down, there were a lot of, you know, people were talking about how, you know, oh, they're messing up Walmart, and, oh, they're doing this, and what's going on with the youth? And I was down in Leimert Park, and I was sharing Randy in the other room. I was like, yeah, when I got down there, I remember there was this dude banging on this girl for wearing blue, and I'd turn around and say, you know, what are you doing? Like, nobody's here for this. And to me, there's a similar parallel. You have Harry Belafonte, who's this older, kind of an OG in the activist game, who sees this younger person who he feels is going astray. To me, Harry Belafonte has access to Jay-Z. And to me, it could have been like, pick up a phone. Hey, bruh, how come you don't do shit? Or, hey, bruh, I have this thing I'd like to work on. Or, hey, bruh, da-da-da-da. The moment you did it in a humanitarian word fashion, you put it in public, you had to have known he was going to be on the defensive. You know what I mean? Like, my job to me, even I'm not as old as Harry Belafonte, but my job as somebody who's 34, if I see something I disagree with and someone younger than me is doing it, I'm not going to go on Twitter or Facebook. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, hey, bro, you should try it this way. And that was my issue with Harry Belafonte. To me, it became more about Harry Belafonte than it became about really getting younger entertainers into this game. The other thing I want to mention about Jay-Z, you know, Jay-Z protested against the Rockefeller laws when I was in activism with Wyclef Jean when they were talking about mandatory minimums in New York. Speaking of meeting with heads of state, he met with Kofi Annan, did Water for Life, and turned fucking toys into ways to make clean water. You know what I'm saying? To me, if Harry Belafonte had the money Jay-Z had and he had the opportunity to help fund the first black president, Harry Belafonte would be doing that, and that's what Jay-Z did. And to me, personally, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done in your life. I don't care if you are MLK himself. If you say something about me and my wife, and specifically my wife, like, I'm sorry. Like, as a man, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to say something. I'm going to be like, you know, it's one thing if you said it about me, but it's like, you're going to say this about me and my wife? Yeah, I'm going to say something. I am not arguing now. At no point in the discussion, I am not saying, when it comes to the level of activism and contribution that Harry Belafonte has given and Jay-Z, they're not in the fucking same sport. Harry Belafonte has contributed far more to the progression of black people than Jay-Z. I just feel like once you put it in this public thing and you're like, hey, bro, da-da-da-da-da, you and your wife don't do shit. Basically, he told the world, you and your wife don't do jack shit. To me, it's like, if you're Harry Belafonte and you really want shit done, and you have this cat who's worth $500 million, why don't you come up with a fucking solution and just be like, hey, bro, I think we could do this in the hood. Would you be down to da-da-da? And then now at that point, if you hit Jigga up or if you hit Beyonce up and say, hey, I've got this program, and they go, you know what, I'm not really with that, or da-da-da-da-da, then put their ass on blast. But I just feel like as an elder, if you expect actual productivity, you can't do it by like, oh, well, y'all don't do shit.
On some personal rampage to hang Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's like he's responding to a question happening in modern times. And he says, you know, they've turned their back. And I read that, and it's no different than when I hear elders say, "This young folk, these young folks ain't like we used to be. These young folks aren't doing this. These young." And I've heard that about myself. Like, oh, y'all didn't do this. Or y'all women. My grandmother used to say, oh, y'all.
Then be a mentor. Then step up and guide. That's the issue continuously.
I can't coming at my grandmother like that when she says, y'all don't know how to treat y'all men. If that was my man, I would have did this. I can't imagine me or the next female. We're like, bitch, teach me how to be a man. Because if you don't, you're going to catch.
Exactly.
It doesn't go that way. And that's what it sounds like. Like, you know how to approach me. I'm Jay-Z. You the new nigga, Jigga.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah.
Slow your roll. Slow your roll. Stay in the fucking blueprint lane. Because you're doing a little too much.
And I think that's for me. That's for me my only issue. I agree with you, Arian. I do like, yes, he could have made a call, right? But hold up.
We can't have a conversation
about supporting black males who are younger than you.
Wait a minute.
We can't have a conversation here and be like, well, we need to support black youth and da-da-da. No, we need to direct da-da-da.
The point I wanted to make was that let's just deal with the disrespect.
Exactly. Like, that's what it is.
Like, my thing is that I can't tell you the number of times my grandmother, even my mom, has said stuff to me, and I'm like, wow, I am a grown man, and they're talking to me like that. And my thing is, I feel like the hip hop generation is losing its sort of moral compass in certain respects. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, yes, all kinds of people will talk to you out of pocket. You know what I mean? But you shouldn't respond like that to an elder.
The fact that Harry Belafonte even knows
like that
your
to
name
me that,
should be a sign of
I feel like
respect.
That's where he stepped out of bounds. Like, and first of all, I don't think. Okay, first of all, that's fine. But I don't think he attacked his wife. Are you kidding me? He just mentioned his wife, who is a celebrity, and who is...
Either you guys turn your back on...
Yes, as an example. She is a celebrity, and she has status, and she has influence. They just happen to both be celebrities. He didn't attack her and say, you know, you and your damn wife who's at home not doing nothing. He said, your wife, who is a major... She is a multi-million dollar entertainment icon.
I think he was truly just using an example, and he was using the most common... that he was using the most common example that people would recognize and be able to say, oh, okay, if Beyonce and Jay-Z aren't doing all they can do, you know, then what's really going on? How are they using their status? So I don't think it was really a personal attack on them per se. You could interject any celebrity couple, for that matter, that are both powerhouses in their own right, Will and Jada or whomever. Mm-hmm, you can interject any of them, and it would be the same context. But however, if it were Will and Jada, I don't think the response would have been what this was. But I also feel like you have to take into account what Jay-Z's lane is. And this is his lane. So he's going to also take that and use it for monetary gain and publicity because it's already out there. So he didn't put it out there. Harry Belafonte
put it
out there, and he responded in his lane.
Let her finish.
I mean, he can choose his timing. He doesn't have to respond in real time. He can choose his timing. But the thing about it is, regardless, he has the right to do so, and he has the right to do how he wants to do it. Now, do I agree with it? Do I think there should be decorum? Absolutely. And I think even when you are addressing your elders, you know, you still need to speak with respect. And you can put them in their place, so to speak, without being disrespectful about it. And I think the larger message that it sends to youth is that it is okay to disrespect your elders. And that, to me, is more so because I know that Jay-Z...
Way more damaging. Way more damaging than him getting a comment from Harry Belafonte.
I think the youth that you're referring to be honest, aren't going to... I don't think they know who Harry Belafonte is on that level.
They probably don't.
Like, to be honest with you, but to be honest, they may or may not. They may or may not. Neither one of us can assume whether they do or they don't. But I just think
now they do, and what they do know of him is how Jay-Z put him out there. So they'll never know the great contribution.
And it never would have happened if Harry Belafonte would have said, hey, bro, why don't we just work on some shit? Like, that's all.
But we don't know that either. We're also. Wait. Please let me say something. First of all, we're assuming that if Harry Belafonte had gone to Jay-Z on a mentor type tip, that Jay-Z would have been humble enough to actually wait.
And if he wasn't, and Harry Belafonte banged on him, then he has fair. That's fair fucking game.
Yeah, it's all like right now. Right now, we're all just talking about what we think the situation could possibly be. Here's the issue. I'm gonna start with your point first about just dealing with the youth.
Right.
Jay-Z, for me, at 43, with his status and exposure, is not considered a youth. When we're talking about most truly definitely. Supporting young folks who need exposure, don't have, can't get out, he no longer qualifies as that. Yeah, he no longer qualifies.
You're bringing up a point to me that at the beginning you have to stop. In reference to us, yes, he's 43. Like everyone in this room brought up, how old is Harry Belafonte? We're talking about the dynamic between Harry Belafonte and Jay-Z,
right?
Not us and Jay-Z.
No. And that's not the point I'm making. My thing is in regards to an older man making a point to want to support a younger man and expose him. Jay-Z has been exposed. He's plenty exposed. So he's very, you cannot even twist your mouth to tell me the man's not exposed. He's very well aware of the social issues that are affecting people, whether they touch him or not. The second part is, yes, Harry Belafonte's 86 years old, a 40-year age difference. On that alone, I'm sorry, bruh. On that alone, I don't care if that is Jigga's Lane. On that alone, you don't talk to your elders in that manner. You just don't. That is something that we as black people have, that's just been instilled in, unless you just didn't come up with a big mama that got in your ass about certain things, that's just something that for us, you do not do.
It wasn't disrespectful at all. Right. He wasn't disrespectful. Right. He could have said, now, was he disrespectful?
He called
as a black male, sorry, when you as a black male tell another, when you as a black male tell another black person in a national forum, you don't know shit about social responsibility and you're turning your back on your community. Sorry, we all know that's fucking like.
No,
I'm sorry. That's a hot. That's a hot button issue.
No, but let's just go back to the conversation. Let's just go back.
White people's immediately responded to that. Exactly. So that whole point of him telling, you know, dissing his wife. His wife stepped up and was like, "No, nigga, this is what I'm doing." Jay-Z was like, "I'm gonna just wait."
Because and let's go back to the conversation that we were having. You mentioned all of these various accolades of Jay-Z, but in regards to the things that he's done, quote unquote, for the hood, he ain't gone very far outside of Marcy. Don't nobody else know anything that's happening.
And his life in Ghana. That's in Ghana. That's
I'm talking about here. The American black people who he needs to be assisting.
The Rockefeller laws are the equivalent of three strikes laws in California. He almost got arrested. Wyclef was dragged off. I'm sorry,
How long ago was this?
This was like 99,
From 99 to now, how many millions has Jay-Z amassed?
And again, I brought up the fact that if Harry Belafonte, if there were a black president running in the 60s, if Martin Luther King, which it looked like when he was aligning himself with the Democratic Party and JFK and so forth, if he ran for president, I honestly feel like Harry Belafonte would have been there and been like, yo, I will do what it takes to help you become the first.
Here's my question with Jay-Z with that. Would Jay-Z sacrifice his money to make a point? You know,
when he boycotted the Grammys because they wouldn't televise hip hop for the Grammys.
But I'm saying, like, all right, you know what?
That's sacrificing. But I'm answering his question. He brought up a question. I'm going to answer. Toria. I'm answering Chris's question. Chris's question was, when has he made a financial sacrifice? I said, if you boycott the Grammys because they don't televise the hip-hop section of the Grammys, that could be seen as a financial risk.
But it wasn't a sacrifice. That wasn't a sacrifice, Arian.
What did he sacrifice?
the fact his relationship with the organization.
Yeah. Jay-Z lost tickets, record sales off of what kind of Grammys?
But I'm saying that is a risk. I'm saying
whether he probably got more album sales for that.
I don't think so. I think that's a risk.
If it was really, we wouldn't even have hip hop awards.
It's really,
but he's not. But you're not taking risk in hip hop anymore if you do anything crazy.
Hold on. It's really.
He showed the vibe. He showed the commercial viability of Grammys. Televising this.
He taught the Grammys their
lesson. Him and Lauryn Hill. Well, I'm not gonna make it about him. Him and Lauryn Hill both boycotted the Grammys.
The main point though, Arian.
Both boycotted the Grammys for the same reason.
Arian, the main point though.
Before we get off this. The reason I brought that up was because Chris was like, the only reason I even brought that up, Chris was like, when has he made a financial sacrifice?
The main point
that was
is,
one,
though, Arian,
the other one was the $4 million that he gave to the black president.
Don't get paid to get on the Grammys.
The manner in, no, you don't. The manner in which he chose to, because in the same vein Harry Belafonte could have stepped up and called Jay-Z could have responded like, you know what, I need to give this older gentleman a call and let him know this is what I'm handling.
For sure.
For him to get on the mic. And for this an 86-year-old activist who was, like you said, giving more of his life and his money.
It might be a little senile at this point.
Right. And you know what, though? There's no different than when Oprah pulled Jamie Foxx that year when he won the Oscar. And she took him and said, I want you to go to a party with me.
Right.
She took him. And he had Sidney Poitier.
Right.
Sidney Poitier said, I challenge you. So this is with an assumption, like you ain't doing, I challenge you, because he's, you know, he know about booty calling. He said, I challenge you to take on more roles than what you're doing. That could be taken as an insult. Like, you're telling me, like, I need to take a different kind of
role. But he still pulled him to the side. He didn't do a fucking, like,
it was in a public forum. No, but look, he did it the night he won an Oscars. He really could have just said congratulations and kept it pushing. He told him, like, yeah, you got that Oscar, but I challenge you to make sure you're conscious of the roles you accept. And Jamie Foxx was like, whoa, that was mind-boggling. Sidney Poitier, he said, from that day on, I knew I would never do another booty call or any of those kind of movies like that. That's the respect you give. Because it could have been offensive. I got the Oscar, dude. What are you talking about? So you're telling me
he's going to take some kind of roles?
But yeah. He didn't feel himself. He humbled himself in that moment and said, you know what? I'm going to be conscious of the roles. Because he didn't say congratulations. He said, I know you. I watched the movies. I challenge you.
I also was a little annoyed with him trying to clown him on Deo. Deo was groundbreaking at the time. Like, why do you have to clown him? That song was like, that was a groundbreaking.
Are you out your mind?
Here's my thing.
It's funny, but I don't like this.
Okay. They're both entertainers.
Yes.
So my thing is
that might
Harry Belafonte regardless of if anyone goes to Google him or knows where the reference of Deo comes from, he's just been introduced to a whole new sector of people. Now maybe it was not in the best light, but what is the saying in entertainment?
All publicity is good publicity.
So the both of them are benefiting. A year later from Jay-Z putting this in his lyrics. And the other thing is that I don't in my heart believe from things that I've, you know, observed of Jay-Z that he's a disrespectful person to his elders. Or do I believe that if he saw Harry Belafonte, he wouldn't go up to him and give him the utmost respect. Now, what I do think is that he's an entertainer. He's here to sell albums. It was something that was in the public. He never responded. This is his opportunity to do so. So it was it done in a way that... Was it done? But precisely, it's the same rationale. It was out there. No, but it's the rationale behind it is you came for me, I'm coming for you, and I'm gonna come for you in
but
my.
He
lane,
didn't come for him like that though,
but,
Nikki. Like,
I mean,
it was like
outside of him being.
And Mary Belafonte was even and like
86 years old. This is what would have happened if it were anyone else.
But you know what? This is the problem with the black community. This is the same mentality that says, don't talk to my kids coming down the street because they acting a fool walking down the street. And my neighbor, those are my kids. This is a black man trying to say, look, young brother, you need to have social responsibility. And my thing is, if we're going to be so sensitive that an elder cares enough to say something to you, in public, because that's... But that is what happened.
No, it's not.
Can I say something? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't think it's the same thing, because I think in the era that you're talking about where you're saying if you see my kid doing something wrong, you absolutely have the right to apprehend that kid right there and explain to me
in
later.
In public.
In public. But the assumption is that the kid was actually wrong. Jay-Z is doing things. Maybe he's not doing things to the level or to the impact of what Harry Belafonte has done, but that doesn't mean that he's not doing anything. Now, the other part to that is too, okay, just because if that were the case, like you said, it could have been done in a phone call. It could have been done in anything. But I personally do not believe it's on the responsibility of the elder person to come to you and say, this is the knowledge I have. Let me give you the knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's to the younger person to go to the elder and say, I want to sit at your feet. I want to learn what you did.
I want to learn.
And so who do we hold in?
Deference, absolutely.
And who do we hold in that light? Like, it doesn't seem like anybody... Nobody gets a pass. It's kind of sounding like nobody gets a pass. Like, nobody gets a pass. Who do we hold in that light where, yeah, you... Because this is...
I think in everyday life, he has that, though. I think this is different. I don't think that Jay-Z, like I said, if he saw him at a gala, if he sees him at the Met, or if he sees him anywhere else, then he's going to be like, Dayo, you know, whatever, homie. He's not going to talk to him like that. Right. This but was for entertainment purposes only. Now, it does have negative effects. It has negative effects on people who are not in their 30s, who do not have the consciousness that we have,
but even
to the 17-year-old, or
like,
to,
when do you
but
set
for
a
the
bar
purpose
for
of
yourself?
Entertainment,
like,
then it is everything goes. Yes, it is, because
that's
what we allow.
But that's what we allow.
That's what we've been allowing, and that's what we bought on every single album that he's had. So you can't sit up here and say now that he's.
I'm gonna hold you accountable.
No, but
from day one.
If you're gonna hold him accountable for dissing him, you should hold him accountable for dissing Nas. You should hold him accountable for dissing anybody else.
It's different, you guys. That is the form. Hold up. This is the form.
When do we take music literally anyway?
Oh, that was three or four years ago. Jesse Jackson.
To me, it's one of those things, though. If he waited a year, if Jay-Z really is all of these things that we believe him to be, it would be unnecessary to even address it.
That in itself shows you that is for show.
I feel like it has to do with my brother's level of success. I just brought up how Ice Cube shitted on Jesse Jackson when Jesse Jackson's illegitimate kid came
out.
But he's an elder. Shouldn't there be borders?
That's a completely
He was there when King got shot.
Wait.
But he's an elder.
Arian.
And I am.
Jesse Jackson didn't even come at Ice Cube. The difference.
Guess what? Check it out. Here's the levels.
Get him, Mark.
There's Al Sharpton and there's Jesse Jackson. And there's Harry Belafonte. There's these rappers and there's Jay-Z.
So what you're saying is I can talk about my elders depending on who they are.
If I respect these elders over here, that's okay.
I mean, I can make commentaries about Harry Belafonte marrying a white woman. I can go all day. But I'm not going there. I'm just saying it sounds like you guys are being kind of switchy on this. I can shit on Jesse Jackson. I can shit on Jesse Jackson.
You need to back up off the mic, though. I can shit on because you're not even understanding. It's not about the elder. It's about the elder's actions. Jesse Jackson put himself in a position to be influential to a whole, like, two generations of people.
Depends on the elder.
No. If Harry Belafonte busted out with a new kid right now and he was married, it would be a fucking problem. It's about actions. And Jesse's supposed to be a minister, a man of the cloth? Get the fuck out of here.
Elders.
He had a woman and a child stashed in Baldwin Hills for years. And got busted on that shit.
It's your righteous elders.
I'm gonna make this extra clear.
Jay-Z doesn't get a pass. I'll say this on one.
I'm not fence riding. I hold people accountable. If you're saying the rule is, for the past 20 minutes, I had to hear examples about, well, if a parent is on the street, well, if the elder this, well, so at what point did the elder this, an elder this, an elder that? I brought up Jesse Jackson,
exactly.
Who also was in the civil rights movement.
What did Harry Belafonte do exactly to get ridiculed? You still not answering the question. What did Harry Belafonte do exactly to get ridiculed?
He put his name in some shit.
And that's equivalent to having a
Y'all turn your back on your people, and you have no social That's an insult to me. I'm sorry. If I'm a black man, that's an insult.
And nobody gets a pass.
Word.
And nobody gets a pass with you.
Word.
And my wife? You talking about my wife? No, you don't get a pass.
Word.
Wow.
He wasn't even. He said nothing about his wife that was happening.
Look.
Yo.
Y'all can argue till you're blue in the
face. No, I ain't got to argue. Look.
Right. Right,
you say something about my wife? Look. Look. No, look. Look. Look.
Well, then he better be lucky Pac wasn't.
He called him out for not being more active in his community. And especially, it hovers around the fact that.
He didn't call him. Kobe called Shaq out for
No. He called him out. He called him out for not being more active because of the power he wields.
Right.
So he's giving Jay-Z respect on like, dude, a lot of people listen to you, have what you say. Now, you know what? Could he have handled it better? Yes. But do you say, but then all of a sudden, like, you could say, why did you come back a year later and when you called this dude a boy? And mind you, it's like, all right, clearly, am I supposed to assume, well, because you wasn't raised by your fucking father, that you don't know how to speak to an older guy? Fine, the man says something that you thought. A guy says something to you that's fucked up. No, hold on.
Can't use older guy thing anymore.
Wait, no.
You can't. You mean Harry Belafonte.
No, fine. Then if Jay-Z has this respect, why the fuck does somebody call you out and you immediately go back at him?
Right.
Jay-Z calls out people younger than him all the time.
All the time.
So, no, if a man calls you out, why do you have to go back with anger?
And they come back at Jay-Z with anger.
No, but I know. We're arguing the point that he brought in. He's bringing in rhymes like.
Go ahead.
And don't talk about his wife.
But you bringing
in. Don't talk about my wife.
He's talking about he's higher than him. He's saying all this shit about. In the same rhyme, he's talking about all this shit about like wealth status or where I am.
You guys,
go ahead.
And I'm like, from a perspective of Jay-Z being so high and acting seeming like he's so intelligent, if somebody says something to you that seems to be that ruffles your feathers, he specifically in interviews would talk about that he's not with that shit. I'm above that. I'm on the throne. I'm above that. You just saying something to me. So what? You fucking diss me. So what? That's how he rhymes.
It wasn't even a diss.
So what? But he comes back later and one insults the man with some basically a racial fucking term that puts what he said was in this term worse than what Jake. Fine. Okay. Oh, so I don't do much. Fine. You a little bitch.
Basically.
I mean, no. But I mean, but on that end, that's what I'm like, Jake, why do you need... If you didn't like the way he called him out, you kicking it with the president, you're powerful enough to just call that fool back on his cell phone and be like, I heard you just said some shit about me. But why did you have to go in your rap?
His response was ill-advised, but it was to produce record sales.
Absolutely.
And that's what I mean. And that's exactly Harry Belafonte's point.
Which makes it even worse.
You care about your record sales more than these fucking...
That's the worst part about it. That makes it even worse. We should talk about... We'll be right back.